From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign came through UC Davis last night. Reporter Bob Moffat was there and tells us some people were hoping to hear about policies, while others hoped Sanders would sign a car.
Davis, thank you!
Jim Peterson was among the thousands cheering. He's been driving his white 1992 Acura Integra to follow Sanders' campaign all over the West Coast. Well, it was white before Peterson asked a graffiti artist to paint Bernie 2016 on the hood and then had a friend paint flames on the side. 2 weeks ago, Peterson was at a Sanders rally in Salem, Oregon.
Somebody walked up to me and said, "You should let people start signing your car." So I went and got some pens, and in 2 weeks, I've got about 10,000 signatures on my car.
Jim says his biggest wish, besides a Sanders win, is that the candidate signs the car. No campaign promises have been made in that regard. Most of the crowd were Sanders fans, but some were still undecided. Zoe Ellers is a UC Davis freshman. She wants more than promises from Sanders. She wants proof.
You know, he talks the talk and everything, but I think if there's some sort of proof of what he's going to do, some sort of plan he has set out for how he'll execute everything that he says he'll do.
According to the latest Field poll and the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll, the message from Sanders and Peterson's car is reaching California voters. Sanders trails Hillary Clinton by just 2 percentage points in both polls. In Davis, I'm Bob Moffat.
Sanders is scheduled to appear this morning in Modesto and this afternoon in Chico. The California State Assembly wants to add another initiative to the already crowded November ballot. Law enforcement agencies say Proposition 47, which reduced many nonviolent criminal sentences, had an unintended consequence. The 2014 initiative turned the theft of items under $950 into misdemeanors, which they say includes firearms. On a two-thirds vote, the Assembly approved a ballot initiative that would allow firearm theft to be charged as a felony. The ACLU of California says there are other state and federal laws that already make it a felony to steal a gun. The bill now moves to the state Senate. You can find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. Your comments, always welcome, at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Updates. I'm Mark Prell.